flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Pirates signed an all-star. So things are looking up, right? Pirates have signed Adam Frazier, former Bucko, a Bucko again, 1 year, $1.525 million for a guy who had an OPS in the 500s last year.
Man.
This is not even a super utility player. He is just a utility player.
Who was he with last year? The Astros, maybe?
He stinks. He stinks. I hate to say that because he seems like a nice guy and he did some nice things here the first time around, but he stinks. And think about this. This is from Danny DeMillo, from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. Money spent by the Pirates on free agents during Ben Cherington's first full offseason was $16.2 million. Money spent by the Pirates on free agents this offseason, $10.7 million. The largest contract to Andrew McCutchen, 1 year, $5 million. So fast math tells you $5.7 million spent this offseason on players who weren't here last year.
Wow.
And if I may go further, also happening yesterday, the Reds signed a former All-Star, Austin Hayes. Now, he's not God's gift to baseball, but he was an All-Star in 2023. Had a great year in 2023. Last time Adam Frazier was an All-Star was 2021. That's also the last time he was above average at the dish. So Austin Hayes, an All-Star 2 years ago, has been an above average hitter his entire career, played primarily left field the last 2 years, and the only reason his season stunk last year, Austin Hayes, is because he had hamstring issues, calf issues, and oh yeah, by the by, missed September because he had kidney problems.
Oh.
So there are reasons to explain away why a good player had a bad year last year. Meanwhile, Adam Frazier, the last few years, has just been a bad player.
Uh-huh.
They've spent $5.7 million on new players in an offseason where you wanted to build around Paul Skeens.
Yes.
It's unacceptable.
What's the point? What's the point of a Adam Frazier? Like, honestly, like we understand that, you know, we want them to spend some money and get quality players, but what is even the point of this? Like, I could see it's like, okay, you're adding a depth piece or doing, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the point is.
I don't either.
Nostalgia? Like, what is it?
It can't be nostalgia. They look at him as a guy who can be a bench player. I hope a bench player who can play multiple positions, second base. He could play outfield.
You're
I'm just
hoping, but what are they looking at him as a starter?
Is he going to be your everyday right fielder is what you're asking? I hope to God not. I would rather it be Jack Sawinski. At least Jack Sawinski hit 26 homers a couple of years ago. Jack Sawinski was a borderline all-star a few years ago. I would rather try it with that guy, no offense, than Adam Frazier. And the Reds, like, that's a legitimate bounce-back candidate. That's a guy you take a flyer on, Austin Hayes. If the Pirates had signed Austin Hayes, no one's doing backflips in the streets. No one's planning a parade on the Boulevard of the Allies. But you could at least squint a little bit and say, okay, this guy was an all-star not last season, but the prior year, and has been good every other year of his career. He had kidney issues last year. He's probably not going to have kidney issues this year. They spent $5 million bucks on him. Can you not outbid the Reds $6 million bucks, $7 million bucks to get a guy that could hit you 40 doubles? I mean, he hit 35 doubles 2 years ago. He hit 16 homers 2 years ago. Adam Frazier hasn't put up good numbers at the plate since 2021. Wow. Like, this is a bit player. The Reds took a flyer on somebody that could actually help them. Like, you could imagine a world where Austin Hayes is an above-average right fielder for the Pirates this year if they had spent $4.5 million extra. I would almost rather them have done nothing here than spend $1.525 million on a player who hasn't played good baseball in nearly half a decade.
Callis, you're making a face back there. But do you not agree with Austin Hayes over Adam Frazier?
I've never seen Austin Hayes really as a right fielder either. I mean, he's fast.
I mean, he played left field for 2 years.
Well, left field and right field are definitely the same. You're right. Sorry.
They are the same.
Sorry.
They're the same. If you can, and actually, if you can play left field, you could go play 81 games at right field with the short porch at PNC Park.
I'd rather take a flyer on a guy that played left field to play right field than throwing Henry Davis out there.
Texter, you're about to say Zach Frazier 100 times this season, LMAO. I would hope to sweet God I'm not going to have the chance to do that because he's not playing that much.
You know, I don't know.
Some people have theorized maybe this means that the back isn't all that good for Key Brian Hayes. And so you're going to play IKF at third base and maybe you move Nick Gonzalez at short and maybe Adam Frazier plays second base. You can't, Callis or anybody else, spin this positive in any way. This is a player who had an OPS in the 500s and hasn't been good at hitting baseballs since 2021. There are always players worth taking flyers on. There are always players worth kicking the tires on. Bounce back candidates. Like Rowdy Tellez didn't wind up panning out last year for the Pirates, and it wasn't a great deal, great idea at the time, but you could at least understand why they did it because 2 years ago he hit 30 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about half a decade ago where Adam Frazier was good. We got to get off the pyre. I'm getting too mad, man. Like,
ridiculous.
You have the best pitcher in all of baseball who's going to be the runaway favorite to win the Cy Young in the National League, who's going to be on the cover of this new baseball video game. He's going to, if he stays healthy, be in Cooperstown one day. And you've spent $5.7 million on players who weren't on the roster last year.
And you can't even justify that they're going to spend it. Like, it's like, okay, they spent that right now, but there's nobody else really out there that they're going to actually spend money on.
No.
They're all gone.
Yes.
Gone.
Like, Austin Hayes to me was the last. Yes. And even him, you're taking, it's a swing and it's a guess. Like, maybe the kidney issue is a thing that's going to be something that he's dealing with. Or maybe he's just got a bad calf and hamstring and he's injury prone. I don't know. But I'd much rather take the chance on a guy like that than on somebody who we know what they are. And what they are is a guy who's never going to swing the bat and be an above average hitter again in Major League Baseball.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.